our defense and their defense kind of come from the same place, obviously do some different things, but I think kind of the same foundation, you know, a lot of the same principles and stuff. So have a little bit of experience of going against something similar to what they do, obviously different players, but there is a lot more you have to go into because, you know, none of us, you know, playing on the offensive side of the ball have ever played against them. Or at least most of us, but you know, it definitely is a lot of preparation throughout the week. You know, a lot of trying to get looks out of practice to try and, you know, get guys to simulate, you know, playing it the way they're going to play it and make sure we're getting all that stuff so, you know, we can be sharp on the kind of routes and throws we're making.
Did you watch the game Sunday night?
I saw part of it. Yeah, well, I mean, I've seen it all now, but live, I saw part of it.
Well, so what are your general impressions of this defense as opposed to, I don't know, Steelers or any other great defense that you feel like you've seen?
Yeah, you know, I think this defense has played at a high level for a really long time. They've kind of have their staple guys that have been there for a really long time, know the system really well, have played in it for a long time. You know, they're a little banged up with a couple of guys out, but they still got a ton of good football players playing. So it's going to be a challenge. You know, I think they shut down, you know, Philly's been rolling and they shut them down. So that's impressive. So we're going to have to find ways to move the ball and score.
They found a way to take away Carson's mobility. We've obviously explored that a lot over the last couple of weeks. Is that something you're concerned about or something you have to scheme around?
Right. You know, I think, you know, when I think about running, it's kind of last resort type deal. You know, kind of let's go through the progression, see if we can get the ball to anybody open. If we're running out of time or if nothing looks good, let's take off and see if we can make a play. So, you know, I think part of that is, you know, whether they do different things, putting a guy in the middle to kind of spy you or watch out for you or just trying to keep you in the pocket with how they rush you. You know, they do a good job of that. So that'll be something that, you know, if it needs to happen, if I need to get out of the pocket and run, you know, I have to do a good job of trying to find ways to do that.
With their run defense being so good, even more imperative to get big plays when they make.
Yeah, I think so. Definitely, they're gonna you know, load the box up and try and stop the run. It's kind of a staple of that defense and what they do. They take pride in that, I think, and they do a really good job of it. So we're gonna have to be sharp, trying to find ways how to run the ball, but we're also gonna have to be able to take shots and try and loosen the box up a little bit.
Is there such a thing in the NFL as a sneak peek?
If you say so, then yeah, I guess. Yeah, they're all the same to me. I think everybody we play is really good. But I think it's a team, you know, kind of speaking of that, I think it's a team that's been successful for, you know, a period of time. They've won big games. They've played in big games. You know, so I think for us, it's a good challenge. It's a good test to play against a team like them that, you know, has a lot of veterans, has played together for a while and played, you know, at the biggest of stages.
Can it do something for you guys in terms of the aura of the Jags?
Yeah.
If you beat them.
Right. Yeah, I think it kind of just helps out and, you know, continues to contribute to everything that we've done so far. You know, I think and what's happened so far through the first three quarters of the season, you know, I think by winning, you know, the first game in the fourth quarter, we'll only continue to add to that. Obviously, it's a big game, you know, playing against a really good team.
Like many people thought, that game Sunday was one of your best games from an execution standpoint, throwing all these things. As you looked at the tape, did you see that, feel that?
Yeah, you know, I think it's like every game. You know, it's kind of, we talk about it all the time, it's never as good as you think and it's never as bad as you think, kind of when you go back and rewatch it. And, you know, there's plays we still left out there that we could have been better on. There was, some scoring opportunities, you know, that we could have had, you know, that there was something missed and we kicked a field goal or something. So I think anytime you play a game, you go back and watch it and you kind of you look at the things you did well and say, let's keep doing that. And there's always mistakes, you know, no matter how many games you play, there's going to be mistakes made. And I think definitely the fewer obviously correlates with winning and all that stuff that we talk about. But I think as long as you can learn from the mistakes and try to keep them, you know, to as little as possible, you got a chance.
Been a pretty good red zone team all season. What has been the key for you to avoid some of the pratfalls and mistakes?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing once you get down there is, you know, we talk about taking care of the ball all over the field, but I think the emphasis on that once we get down in the red zone has been huge. I think coaching staff has done a really good job of making that an important thing, that, you know, let's not turn the ball over in the red zone. Worst case scenario, let's get 3 points out of this. And if you got a shot, take it, kind of touchdown to check down. If you got a shot, let's score. If not, let's get a completion and keep it moving. So I think, you know, really all 11 guys have kind of been in sync with that mindset down there.
Is the check down a bigger part now?
Yeah, it's huge. And, you know, I think we kind of look at it, you know, check downs and screens really especially are just another way to run the ball with lead blockers. You know, when you kind of call a screen, that's all it is. And when you get a check down, you know, there's teams that do a good job of getting out underneath. You know, when you do play action stuff, they do a good job of getting out of there and getting underneath the crossers and different things like that. So, you know, anytime you can get a ball to a back quick in open space. You know, it's a good matchup that we like.
Sure, he didn't play a lot at UCF with you. On tape, does it seem like this guy is developing?
Yeah, he's done awesome. You know, obviously coming in from when they drafted him to playing as a rookie and finding a spot in that defense is really impressive because there's a bunch of good football players. You know, was with him for a year, him and his brother for a year at UCF. And he was kind of always talented, both of them, where you knew both of them were going to have an opportunity to play at the next level. And I think, you know, Shaquille's done an unbelievable job with the opportunity he's been given. You know, he definitely looks good on tape.
How impressive is it that Seattle's been able to stay maintained without Cam Chancellor and Cliff Averill and Richard Sherman?
Right. It's huge. You know, I think it's kind of you know, they've been together, they've been in that system with that core group of guys, and I think, you know, it's kind of when one or two or three of them goes down, I think the leadership is strong enough throughout the group that they can kind of continue to maintain the culture and maintain the execution, and they've done a really good job of that for sure.
Like, you put Russell Wilson, if you catch a game of his or maybe a Sunday night, and kind of the fun-to-watch cat. I know you're looking at defenses on tape,
right.
But, I mean, is he fun? What kind of category do you put him in?
Yeah, he's definitely, I think Russell. Anytime Russell plays, it's kind of must-watch TV because he's going to make things happen. You know, it's going to, you know, whether it's him scrambling or running around, you know, he's an exciting football player to watch for sure.
Do you remember the Michael Bennett quote from last summer about Jags always lose by 50?
No, I don't. He's got a lot of quotes.
Look forward to seeing Joe. I mean, yeah. How close were you guys during his time?
Right. Yeah, I think you know, quarterback offensive lineman relationship is always, you know, a rather good one. You know, so he kind of played golf with him sometimes and did all that. So he was a good friend, you know, the 3 years that I was with him. So it will be good to see him and catch up with him.
With the way special teams is making plays on fourth down, when you guys are on the sideline, is the offense a little bit more aware?
No, not at all. Every single time, it's like, oh, man, I forgot this was an option. You know, you're kind of coming off the field like you're upset, obviously, about not being able to convert on third down. You put your helmet down, and then you look up at the jumbotron. It's like, oh, we get to go back out there. So I kind of wish they would tell us, but I think they don't on purpose. You know, because then if we all stand there with our helmets on, they can maybe see that from the other side. So, yeah, no, every time it's a surprise.
Until today, did you know there was such thing as a log of baloney?
No, I've never heard that. A log of bologna.
You know the bologna.
I'm not a big bologna guy. Yeah, yeah, like bologna and hot dogs are kind of in the same category for me. Like, where does that come from?
Getting in some of these touchdown celebrations.
You know, if we're down there on the goal line, I'm all about it. I struggle with the long touchdowns because then you got to run all the way down there and all the way back. So I usually just go straight to the sidelines and kind of meet them over there. But and then you never know what's going to happen. I think we got to do a better job of communicating, you know, and choreographing the celebrations and making sure it happens because sometimes it's supposed to happen and it doesn't, and then sometimes it does. So if we're down there close, yeah, I'm all about it.
You did.
The free throw one was never practiced, but it was talked about for a couple weeks. And that's what I'm talking about. So you never know if anybody's – it kind of depends on who scores because they kind of initiated. So I think when Leonard ran that ball in, he kind of got everybody over there and said, let's do it. So they were there and ready to go because we had talked about it. So it was cool, fun to watch.
What did you choreograph?
I'd leave that to Nathaniel Hackett, the team dance coach.
Thanks, Mike.